Hello, hello, everyone. This is Dana Williamson with BAD, Less Known and Destined, LLC. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast, Visions and Dreams. This has been a challenge for me to get here and do this segment. I think I've been beating myself up about this segment. I'm just going to be really honest about it. The problem with this segment, and you'll realize a lot of it as I go along, is the truth on visions and dreams has been what I've been sharing with you. But as the reality of visions and dreams does continue to come to light, even for me, I have to say that it's kind of scary because we don't realize the magnitude of who we are when God uses us, especially those of us that know we're prophets. I read something today that had me, you know, thinking about my life, thinking about the things that God has shown me, that God has given me, I've had to, you know, really question, who am I? And, or Lord, am I still in the same place that I was 7 years ago? And let me go back. Let me give you a little insight. And actually, it's a little more than 7 years ago, but just bear with me. Probably more like 9 years. Nonetheless, I learned in 2009, 2010, that I was a seer. And I was told, and I was taught, you know, exactly what that is, what that means, who that is. And to me, it just sounded like I was just a prophet, you know, that God was going to use. And something else that I started to run away from, because, you know, you don't want to be the chosen one, or you don't want to be the one to sit in that particular seat, because you don't know. You just don't know what the outcomes are going to be. You don't know what, you know, you don't know all of what God is going to give you to do, or what all he's going to show you. And so over time, and I've been sharing that with you on each of these segments of Visions and Dreams podcast, over time, God has increased my understanding. He has given me wisdom. He has brought me closer to him, if that makes any sense to all of you. And I have just been ever grateful and thankful. And let me tell you something, I am not going to ever say that I'm not thankful. It's just been hard. The reality is that it has just been hard. What I also know is God is, when he trains you on something, he trains you for something that's coming in the future. So he's preparing you now. So he's called you. He's giving you this title. He's giving you this office. He's giving you this responsibility. He trains you not only for that responsibility as it is at that point, but also for what's coming later. I, you know, learn this every day. When God gives me something or whatever, whatever dream I have, whatever vision I have, I learn something every day. I kid you not. So that is why, you know, catch you up to today. That is why this segment has been so hard for me to just sit down and do, because I know that I know that me being honest about it is going to catapult me again. So I've shared with you how I've had dreams over the past year about time travel and such. I've also shared with you in the past couple of segments how God showed me like different realms. And, you know, I even talked about certain writers of different television programs, or, you know, even just those television programs, not even the writers, but just those programs, that there's a whole different, there's a plot that was shared with us, but there's a whole different spiritual underlying story there. And the reason why I know that is because of what God has shown and said to me. My understanding on where I am as a prophet comes out with a little more clarity of where I am and where I have been. Let me also add, and where I'm going as a seer. A seer is a little more than someone who gets, who is spoken to with visions and dreams. A seer is someone who sees things, and it can be in a vision or a dream, or it can just be, and some of the visions are waking visions where your eyes could be closed or open. You're not exactly asleep, but a seer can see things while walking and talking, driving down the street, you know, reading books or whatever. That's a seer, okay? I need y'all to kind of hear me say that's a seer. And so some of what I've realized is, and a seer can be somebody who is also a prophet, and a seer is somebody who's also can be like an empath, what the world calls an empath, someone who feels, another person, someone who feels the feelings of another person, someone who I can't give you more than that. that's all I got. But why is this so important for us right now? Why is it so important for me when I'm talking to you? Because I've seen some things in the past couple of days that have really blown my mind. I'm just gonna say it. Really have blown my mind. And I don't know how I didn't know how to live with it. I didn't know how to explain it. I didn't prior to today. What I know, I'm so trying to prelim this to, it's still hard, okay? But what I know is, we are in a time, this is November 15th, 2020. We are in a time where our spiritual understanding is being challenged. We are in a time where what we've been taught Sunday, Wednesday, Friday is being challenged. We are in a time where whatever was the norm is no longer the norm. What does that mean? Well, it means that when I say to people on my business and ministry pages and, you know, my personal pages on social media, when I say get ready or prepare, I'm not saying that because I want to sound so muchy much. I'm saying that because if you don't get ready and you don't get prepared, you won't be. There is no you never will be. You just won't be. And the reason why you won't be is because you're too afraid to do what someone else is saying to do, because now God is really releasing the messengers, and you're afraid of what that really may look like, that the end is so near and that you think you still have time. I am looking at my life like I know what God said I could have. I know what God prophesied, what God showed me I could have, what he released to me. And so I know that I'm in this place where I can just, I should be able to just get it, right? I should. That's not happening. It doesn't seem like it's happening. But something has to be, again, about time. Something has to be not a full 360, but it must be coming to pass. If God showed me, then it must be coming, correct? If God showed it to me. So I'm still living on that. I'm still standing on that. But again, let me go back to where I kind of veered off from. We're in 2020. And being in 2020, we have to realize that there's so much things that have happened. It's changed our whole mindsets. Should it change what God has shown us? Should it change, you know, the blessings that God said we could have? Should it change what God said was coming for us individually? No, unless we ask God, Lord, has it changed? And if he hasn't said that it has changed, then that stuff is still coming for us. Am I missing the point I was trying to make? No, I'm not. I need you to just kind of get this foundation, because there's a lot of people out there that are just like me, that are releasing messages. And there are a few people that are just like me when I say that we see a lot, we hear a lot, and we do a lot. So I'm going to share with you some of the things that I've seen, but I'm also going to explain what a lot of this means, because I'm going to try to explain. You're going to need to delve into your Bibles and, you know, really kind of jump off on the deep end on this and do your own studies. But I want you to think about this as we kind of take a break here and continue on. I want you to think about this. If someone is warning you, instead of you saying, hey, this is conspiracy theory, can you actually just sit back and say, let me just pull this stuff together now, just in case? Let me lean on God. Let me say this like this as well. I don't know that all of you that are listening to this podcast are actually saints, people that are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't know that. So what I know is that people are probably jumping in on this podcast and they're listening to it, just showing up and listening. So we got to help everybody. I can't let this just be for just the Christians. It has to be for everybody. So think about this while we take a break. What if I just start to prepare as the people are sending warnings to prepare? What's wrong with that? Okay, so here we are. Thank you so much for saying. Here we are needing to, you know, discuss the reality and really say how deep that reality is. And so when you can listen, y'all, let me just be real honest. When you can do what hasn't been done and you can stand on faith that it will get done, then you have to say, okay, I'm good. I know Jesus. Right? We're good with that, right? But when you look at everything that God has shown us, hear me. When you look at everything that God has shown us, then you also have to say, I trust him. And I know this is for me, or I know this is me. What do I mean by that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I mean. When God says, when God shows you, let me start with that, things that are just so strange, you think you're in a movie? Pray, get clarity. I was driving one morning last week and I, out of the corner of my eye, I saw what I knew to be an animal. The first thing that came to mind was an animal, but it was in the air and it was a large black animal. And when I turned, I expected to see like a truck or a car or something, you know, in my line of vision that made me think that I saw an animal. But none of that was there. What I did see was like a tow truck or something. But it wasn't like a semi truck that would have been that high in the sky or it wasn't like a city worker working on a pole or anything like that, and they were using the mechanism that goes up and down on the truck. Please forgive me. I can't remember what that is right now. I apologize. Nonetheless, none of that was there. And of course, we can all say, and definitely we can all say that, you know what? It was just probably, you know, just something messing with your eyes or just something, you know, you thought you saw or whatever. But when later that day, I'm sorry, either later or earlier that day, I saw something very similar, another animal. It was an animal, and it was a dark colored animal. And my mind was like, immediately went to, Lord, look here. How many more pieces of end time insight are you going to send a person at one time? And then I was like, okay, here we go. And again, it comes down to, wow. So, what I know is God will share, right? God will share any and everything. Yes, he will. God will use any and everything. But it doesn't just stop there. So, I have had some dreams. Let's go to dreams right now. About a funeral. I've had two dreams on death. And one worries me. They both worry me. It's just what's so deep about it is it a dream on my own death or expectation of, you know, someone's going to die soon? And it's troublesome because this is just what happens, period. This is just what happens. And the reality, again, because that's what we're talking about. The reality is, what do you say? What do you do? And when God shows you those kind of things, you really can't do anything right away. You just have to wait on his clarity. You have to wait. There is no if, ands, or buts about it. You can't do anything. So these two particular dreams, one is about a family who took me on as a member of their family over 30 years ago, and it's in, the funeral is actually in another state, and from where we, you know, normally, where we are right now, currently. And my concern is that this funeral could be for a number of people, and, or it could just be the reality of something dying that we no longer have to take a part of. And what I mean by me, we is me. I no longer have to take a part of. I no longer have to be in this mindset of I have to be a part of this. There could be something that's dying in me or something that's dying that concerns me and this family. I'm not sad at this particular funeral. It's almost like we expected something to just end. We've had some death in the family this past year and a half, that two deaths in this past year that have really taken a toll on us. And that's really all we have right now on that one. Nonetheless, I'm not expecting another death, or I don't know about someone who's not feeling well or who's not doing well. I don't know anything about that. What I do know is that at this point, there are just some things we're in a point right now where I can't even give you an understanding. I just can't. So nonetheless, what I really want to say and I really want you to understand is that the reality of what God gives you, and this is, and I feel like I'm skirting away again from what I need to say, but the reality of what God gives you as far as visions and dreams, you have to know that it's God, especially if you walk upright and you hear him and you ask for him and you pray to him and you, you know that you are living the life that can lead you to heaven. You have to know that that's God speaking. And the reality is that there are some things that he's going to reveal that are just going to be scary. Okay, that monster, I know it was an animal of some kind. I know it was a black, large animal of some kind, and it was in the sky. And again, my immediate thought was, you know, end time, end time. I also have been having numerous experiences with fluctuations in my vision, and it's not like it's at a certain time, or that it happens after I'm totally tired or been at the computer too long or whatever, or I've just woken up. It doesn't even matter. It just happens. And I know that there are, I know that that is a spiritual realm. Let me just use this phrase. Something is knocking at the door of the spiritual realm. I don't know what that is. I don't know. And I always ask God, I ask God for clarity because one, I need it. Two, I don't want to always be in a position of not understanding. So I always ask God for clarity, but I know that those are the things that are happening. I also know that different animals or bugs that I've been seeing lately, you know, have a meaning. Ladybugs, and I had to go through a whole week-long lesson of that, ladybugs, and I had to repent because I tried to kill every last ladybug that came in my house because I thought it was a Chinese ladybug or whatever, and I had to repent because it was preparing me for something, and then I had to move on. Then I had to decide that, okay, you know, some of the things that I've been seeing and missing or seeing and misconstruing the whole message, I've had to go back and repent of too, because I was using my, what I had been taught, traditions and things that I had been taught, instead of what God was showing me and looking at it in the reality of what God was showing me. Some of these things, ladies and gentlemen, can be scary. Some of these things can be, you know what, I'm not listening to that woman anymore. And some of these things I want you to just put in the back of your head. Because even though it happens to me, it may never happen to you. And even though it may never happen to you, it just might happen around you to someone you know. And you'll go back and say, wait a minute, this woman was talking about this. I want you to, you know, study on the prophets, the various prophets in the Bible, the minor and major prophets. I want you to study Daniel for sure. Also, Elijah and Elisha. And you know what? Study those two and Isaiah. Study those two. Get the insights that you need, because when God starts to reveal things more clearly and more back to back to back to back, we will start to realize where we need to be as far as what I said earlier in the first segment, which was planning. What I see, what I know, and what I feel all revolves around planning, but also revolves around, am I ready? Not just being prepared, but am I ready mentally, spiritually, and all of that for where God is taking me? Again, this is the reality. God bless. Have a wonderful rest of your day.